for the squamous first line, I tend to trend to carboplatin paclitaxel. Carboplatin paclitaxel is my first choice, and I haven't used nacitumumab.
Do you bring it up to patients?
Younger patients, but I don't have that many. And I think we just, with the era of immunotherapy, we're thinking of how quickly can we go to immunotherapy? People are just really eager to get that treatment. So we haven't had an opportunity.
So Joe, again, squamous?
For the Nessie question?
And the
chemo. I was just thinking of it. Well, so yeah, paclitaxel, carbo, occasionally gem, carbo. The Nessie data, you know, I said I didn't have a lot of cases. I don't know, when it first came out, I think I had one or two cases, I considered it, but I was not impressed with the side effect benefit profile. It seemed to add a lot of toxicity for a little bit of benefit. So I kind of just filtered it out of my repertoire, and I probably don't consider it as often as I should.
Well, let's see what our faculty thinks, but first just...
But anyways, I don't consider it nowadays.
Okay. What about for squamous?
Well, I really like nab-paclitaxel. I mean, I universally use that. I find it very good regimen. Just from my experience, I feel like it's very effective, well tolerated. And I usually do this 3 weeks on, 1 week off. I just don't see every 3 weeks on. They just can't keep going with the counts.
And what about nacitumumab?
I have not used it. The data to me is not tracked enough. I just have not discussed a lot with the patients and had not personally used it.